We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Five Chicago police officers are expected to recover after they were hurt when two CPD vehicles crashed to the west side this morning. WBBM's Jim Gutis is at the crash site and joins us with the update.
Keith, officers Ed Matlock of Chicago Police News Affairs says it began when officers saw someone firing shots near Ferdinand and Drake, and the officers tried to catch the shooter.
A traffic pursuit ensued, at which time at the intersection of Jackson and Francisco, a marked and unmarked police vehicle were involved in a traffic accident. Five officers were transported to local hospitals from serious to stable conditions.
Matlock says none of the injuries appears to be life-threatening. Matlock says the unmarked police vehicle crashed through a fence at the John Calhoun Public School, but no one at the school was hurt. Matlock says the vehicle police were chasing was stolen and later found abandoned on Adams near Maplewood with an extended gun magazine inside. Live on the west side, Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The 80-year-old man who's been in prison for almost 60 years for the three Starved Rock murders has now been granted parole.
Fighting parole for convicted killer Chester Wieger, the current state's attorney of LaSalle County, Karen Donnelly.
I think it's completely contrary to what the jury wanted.
Wieger has finally won parole on his 24th attempt.
I mean, these women had over 100 blows to the head with a wooden club, a wooden stick, whatever you want to call it. But they were pulling splinters out of Diane Odine's grandmother's skull. That's how heinous this crime was.
Diane Oding has been faithfully present at parole hearings. Prosecutor Donnelly says Oding was gracious after the decision was announced.
She is a very magnanimous woman. She went over to the Wieger family and hugged them and congratulated them, and then she hurried and left.
Donnelly wonders what swayed the board. What's changed, she asked, except Wieger has gotten older. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The mayor of Michigan City is out on bond after being charged with six felony counts of intimidation and official misconduct.
LaPorte County Sheriff's Captain Derek Allen says Mayor Ron Meir turned himself in and was out on bond after less than 20 minutes at the LaPorte County Jail. Meir is charged with intimidation. The Michigan City Police Chief and two of his assistants resigned after Meir allegedly ordered the police department to drop out of the LaPorte County Drug Task Force, which arrested his stepson on drug charges last month. Meir alleges his stepson, Adam Ross Bray, was set up as political retaliation. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former Chicago police officer Robert Realmo has filed a lawsuit to get his job back. Realmo was fired 1 month ago for his role in the deadly 2015 shooting of 55-year-old Betty Jones. Realmo also shot and killed 19-year-old Quintonio Laguerre, who charged at Realmo with a baseball bat that day. The Sun-Times reports Realmo's attorneys claim, amongst other things, the police board's decision to terminate him was contrary to law and sound public opinion.
After 30 years, there's a change at the helm of the Northwest Indiana High School soccer team, where the ousted coach is blaming overbearing parents.
Resign or be fired. That's what Danny Jeftish says his choices were from the administration at Valparaiso High School. The 63-year-old claims he wasn't allowed to address allegations of bullying and a poor staff culture before he and his entire coaching staff were let go. He tells the Post Tribune, coaching is difficult when you have helicopter parents who are only focused on their own child and not the team. In a statement, the district thanks Jeftish for his many years of service and says it looks forward to a new beginning.
Naperville is hoping to help a nonprofit group sell the land it owns while preserving a historic mansion that sits on the property.
It's complicated. Naperville's giving permission that lets Little Friends tear down all the buildings on its four-acre campus east of downtown while hoping to sell the Kroller Mansion it's owned for 44 years. Little Friends is a nonprofit that helps people with autism. Daily Herald says the only offer Little Friends has gotten for the mansion is $1.5 million less than its appraised value. Two city council members are hoping to bridge the gap with private money. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio.
News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.